Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on June 9th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. The decision to move Castles, Brock and Blackwell's Toronto headquarters to a new location may have been made in 2019 before the pandemic, but its design and features reflect post-COVID reality, says managing partner Kristin Taylor. On Monday, May 29th, Castles and its 520 lawyers and staff officially moved into their offices at 40 Temperance Street, the top five floors in the North Tower of the Bay Adelaide Centre, not too far from their location for the past 35 years at Scotiabank Plaza on King Street West. Not only does the new location allow for the hotelling of firm lawyers who are visiting from Castles offices in Vancouver and Calgary, along with space for hosting events, but it also provides the opportunity to dream big and be bold, Taylor told Canadian Lawyer.
It's just this kind of a different look and feel, and like in variety again, kind of flexibility in terms of spaces, whether it's a big boardroom or mediation room or virtual hearing room or like lounge space. We've got like actual meeting rooms that have like banquette like couches built in. I'm a litigator by trade, so if I'm doing an all day mediation, I don't want to sit in the same chair for for 8 hours with the client. We can get up and walk around and hang out here or there, that kind of stuff. So a little bit of a different ethos that I think the pandemic kind of infused.
Effective July 1st, Loupstra Nixon and McDonald Sager, two Greater Toronto Area law firms, will merge and continue to operate under the name Loupstra Nixon. The move will give McDonald Sager more bench strength to improve its client services. For Loupstra Nixon, the union provides a financial services practice they formerly lacked and is part of a steady growth spurt. Alan Ritchie is Loupstra Nixon's managing partner.
The Loupstra Nixon side of this transaction, we've been on a very strong growth trajectory over the last 10 years. From 2010, we were 16 lawyers to now being sort of north of 75.
Canadian Lawyer recently spoke with Steve McCursey, the Chief Executive Officer of Gowling WLG Canada LLP, about his role at the firm, recruitment and retention and tips for young lawyers. McCursey spoke to Canadian Lawyer about his firm's people-focused strategic plan.
Our people are calling it a people-focused plan because it does contemplate an extremely heavy investment in the development of our people. I believe, and it's been part of my platform, that by prioritizing our people, will be more successful at retaining and recruiting exceptional talent who have the skills, knowledge, and motivation to deliver a high-quality, distinctive experience to our clients. And so that's been what I've been working on sort of internally is developing that people-focused strategic plan.
McCursey spoke about some of the investments the firm has made as part of that plan.
We did make, I think, quite an extraordinary step forward in making an investment to establish a head of wellness position at the firm. Three areas in which we are investing in both retention and recruitment. One, we're investing in a formal work allocation structure to level the playing field and provide our junior talent with equitable access to quality work and to quality training right from the start to equip them for long-term success at the firm. It's something I've never seen before. I know other firms have work allocation programs. This is very new to Gowling's. Second, we're focusing very heavily, and this came out of our strategic planning process where our partners said we need to focus and invest in learning and development programs. And I think we're seeing the need for that as we come out of the pandemic, where learning and development and sort of on hands-on training hasn't happened for the last 3 years. And so really doubling down on learning and development, and that includes mentorship. And that also includes our focus on well-being and a culture that supports sort of flexibility and support for our younger people. And then in recent years, we've undertaken a very comprehensive review of our partnership admission process to ensure greater transparency, objectivity, and fairness in that process. And so those are three areas that we're certainly internally talking about and changes that our people have viewed as very positive.
McCursey is a judge at this year's Lexpert Rising Stars Awards, honouring leading lawyers under 40 from law firms, in-house departments and other practices. Nominations are open until July 7th and winners will be announced on November 23rd. You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favourite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.